Amy Dressel and Nick Dehart dance and wave their thumbs up in synchronized movements to the energetic beat of electronic music for this year's Wearable Art Extravaganza. The theme this year was intergalactic, and their outfits were a perfect fit for the cosmic occasion. Dressel and Dehart sport mango-colored spandex jumpsuits and rainbow wigs made out of plastic straws. They have space packs with tubes that connect to their face masks. Dressel says the story behind their outfits is that they're space travelers looking for a good party.
So Nick sewed some jumpsuits, and then we made a lot of, adorned it with all kinds of different stuff that was recycled.
That recycled stuff included discarded COVID-19 vaccine vials that decorate their headbands, wrists, and space packs. Dressel is a pediatrician and has volunteered to administer COVID-19 vaccines. She says using the empty vials worked well with their outfit's theme.
That would probably be good for us to be vaccinated against whatever celestial stuff is out there, so it kind of was fun to be able to include that.
Dehart says the concept for the outfits, titled So Long and Thanks for All the Fish, was inspired by a popular sci-fi novel series.
We kind of did a little nod to the Douglas Adams Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and I just thought it was kind of a fun idea.
The outfits won first place in the wearable art competition, which was decided by judges and votes based on construction, innovation, and presentation. For Dressel, who's taken part in the annual wearable art extravaganza for 19 years, it was a truly special moment because it was her first time winning.
It was definitely unexpected. It's kind of a little bit overwhelming. To be like, wait, what? After all these years of watching other people and being pressed by other people and saying, yeah, that definitely should have won. That was a great outfit. And then all of a sudden being like, whoa, wait, what?
Dehart says he was shocked they won.
I really didn't think that we were going to win. And I never participate to win. That's not really my goal. It's just to have the experience.
And he says now that they have bragging rights for the best of show this year, they're already planning for the next one. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.